In March, Keith Roberts, an Oconto County Vietnam veteran, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for falsely claiming several hundred thousand dollars in benefits after he was diagnosed with PTSD by two different psychologists. He's appealing his case in two courts, the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims and the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago. Veterans for Common Sense Director Paul Sullivan says it's unprecedented for the government to prosecute a veteran in federal court before he's exhausted his appeals in the VA's own court.
We have a judge on an overzealous mission, and now we have a veteran in jail, and it doesn't appear he should be in jail at all.
Sullivan is a Gulf War veteran who worked for the Veterans Administration for 6 years. He says Roberts' conviction is part of a cost-saving policy that began 2 years ago, when the number of veterans making PTSD claims began to increase, topping out recently at 600,000. Sullivan says the policy began when the VA signed two contracts with the Institute of Medicine. The first was to narrow the definition of PTSD,
so that fewer veterans would qualify for health care and benefits, thus saving VA money. The second contract was an attempt by VA to reduce the payments themselves for the veterans disabled with PTSD.
But the federal prosecutor in Keith Roberts' case says Roberts is in prison now because he got greedy and wanted more benefits. Benefits, the prosecutor says, were essentially stolen from other deserving veterans. The federal trial is set for the end of October in Chicago. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.